T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This is WWL Radio, and you have just heard live coverage of the press conference with Governor John Bel Edwards. He informed us that the state of Louisiana is now number one in the country in cases per capita, and yesterday there were more deaths than in 2.5 months, and also the testing for positivity is over 10%, which is very, very disturbing. So I'm Scoot. We'll talk more about this when we come back. Let's get an update on our WWL news. Yeah, that's a challenge, isn't it? But we are going to get through this. I know it's tough. It's a hot Thursday afternoon. I'm Scoot. Most of our show, not most of our show, but the last 2 hours of our show has been consumed with the press conference of Governor John Bel Edwards. You know, and the news isn't good. Louisiana is now, again, number one in cases per capita. So, you know, we're the overachieving state. Yesterday, more deaths reported than in 2.5 months. And it looks like the positivity rate for testing is 12 to 15%. And that is a clear indication from the experts that there is too much communal spread and not enough mask wearing and not enough social distancing. So listen, we're going to have a good free-for-all Friday tomorrow because we didn't get a chance to talk about a lot today. Elton John's 30 years of sobriety. Celebrating that this week. President Trump is suggesting that the 2020 elections be delayed. Did not get to any of that this afternoon, but we will talk about that. It will be part of Free for All Friday on our show tomorrow. From the CBD, Nichols. Nicholas. Is it Nichols? Nichols, you're on WWL.
My nickname is Nipples. Everybody calls me Nipples.
Okay. your real name is Nichols.
No.
And everybody calls it.
My real name is just John, but everybody calls me Nipples.
Calls you Nipples. Okay, I thought it was Nichols. All right, Nipples, yeah. Did you have a comment?
Yeah, no, everybody gets a kick out of that when they first hear it. But then it just becomes kind of normal. You just hear it all the time.
Well, I haven't asked you why, and you can keep that to yourself.
Yeah, you don't want to know. It was from high school.
I don't. Okay, keep it there. Let's keep it in high school.
So the thing I was calling about is, some of these restaurants have been breaking the rules, right?
Apparently some have been, yeah.
So do you think a good idea would be to close all the restaurants in the whole state because of a few
I wish that didn't happen. And there's a lot of bars around the city that were doing the right thing. And it seemed like the main problem was with French Quarter bars. And there may have been some bars in the French Quarter that were doing the right thing. It's a shame that we can't punish those who were doing the wrong thing and allow those who are doing the right thing to remain open.
Yeah, it's kind of liken it to, you know, I know a big discussion is about the unemployment being cut from 600 to 200. The Republicans want it down to 200. Democrats want to keep it where it is. And I think one of your concerns is that there's some people getting away, you know, that don't want to go back to work. But I think you kind of see what I mean. Like, you know, you don't shut every restaurant because a couple restaurants are doing something improper,
right?
And you don't punish 99% of the people in the country who lost their job because of how Trump's administration responded to the virus. They lost their jobs, but you don't punish them because a couple people, you heard your friends saying, oh, they might not want to work because of whatever. You know, who knows if that's true? They might not want to work because they got a relative that's real, that might get killed by being exposed. You know, so it's kind of that kind of mentality, like, oh, we're gonna cut this off, this $600, because somebody might be getting away with something. Like, you don't take away everybody's driver's license because a couple people drunk drive, do you?
No, that's true. And, you know, my position on the $600 was really misunderstood. All I said, and it caused somewhat of a controversy, but all I said was that if there's somebody who's getting the $600 a week from the government, the federal government, and if they're offered their job back, I think they should accept the job back because that helps the business, that helps the economy, and I think that's the right thing to do. So people were just really upset.
If it's safe for the person, right? If it's not safe for them, you can't. I don't know. But like to cut it all, to say like, oh, we're going to cut it all off because some people are doing it wrong. But here, my question was, I was calling you by. So I saw the thing with Trump is saying he's going to delay the election now. He's trying to.
No, he doesn't. You know, well, he doesn't have the power. It's a suggestion.
Yeah, but that. But here's the thing. He's saying to open schools now.
Oh, I know. I know. I get
it. Election in November. It's shocking, right?
Like I wrote a blog about this. I've got to. I've got to move on, Nipples. I've got to get to a break. But I wrote a blog about this. It's on our website at WWL.com, and I mentioned that. If the president is so concerned about people not being able to vote safely because of the coronavirus, then how can he be for states opening up and schools opening up? So there seems to be a little disconnect there. We'll talk more about that on the show tomorrow afternoon. This was one of the songs that I danced to last Thursday night. It is Thursday, so tonight, 9 o'clock, live on my Instagram account, Scoot on the Air. It will be 80s night again. Haven't decided what I'm going to do, except that we'll have fun, and I'm sure it will be just a little bit stupid. We'll be right back on WWL. All right, Sports Talk is coming up next. I'm Scoot. Join me on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. It's all Scoot on the Air. I want to thank our program director, Diane Newman, our show producer, Todd Manassas, and our studio producer, Mark Menard. Thank you for being part of our show. Tomorrow afternoon, Free for All Friday, we will have a lot to talk about, and we'll do the best we can to make it fun. Have a great afternoon, and thank you for being part of our show. Love you, New Orleans.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.